Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronimi Roz, Shiach Yehul, the schus Chavit Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basia, the schus for Baruch Mordechai Ben Hindamalka, and the schus Shmuel Alexander Ben Nechagittel, Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagittel, Nechagittel Bas Rachel Esther, Bechoyetzecha Tzeha. In the previous shiur, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we went through Parak Mem Hev Tehillim, Pasuk by Pasuk. Incredible, Baruch Hashem. And now we are going to focus on two psukim in that perek, Perek Mem Hei, two famous psukim. Shimi basu reiva di oznech v'shichi amechu v'esavich v'yisav hamelech yofiech ki hu adenayich v'hishtacha v'lo. Hear, O maiden, see and incline your ear, and forget your nation and the house of your father, then the king will desire your beauty, for he is your master. Submit to him. And we are going to go on the derech of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Kedosh Yisrael, going with Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zechet Tzadik Kodesh Levracha, his parish on Tehillim. He has many, many svarim. One of them dedicated to Mishlei and Tehillim. Omer HaRav Zatzal, במילים קצרים אלו גילה לנו דוד המלך ברוח קודשו את כל יסוד המגמה התכליתית ואיך ובמה זוכים אליה. These short words, דוד המלך revealed to us the whole purpose and focus of everything, how and with what we will merit it. התעוררות חוש ההקשבה והתעוררות חוש ההסתכלות הם מכשירים את המקשיב והמסתכל לשכוח בכל מאביי החומר. The arousal of the senses of hearing and the arousal of the sense of seeing prepare the hearer and the seer to forget all of the desires of the body. החושים אינם בעלי שתי שליחויות יותר ממלאך, ועל כן אם החושים נתונים בחומריות, אינם פועלים ברוחניות, וכשנתונים ברוחניות, אינם פועלים בחומריות. לכן על ידי שם איבת וראי והטיית האוזן שוכחים בעמך ובית אביך. ואז מתגלית המגמה העליונה, היא ההתאבות העליונה מאיתו ברוך הוא ליופי האמת. ויתאב המלך יפייך. The senses cannot do two different tasks, like two malachim. Like a malach can't do two different tasks. He only has one shlichus for each malach. So too, the chushim of a person only can do one task. If they're in the world of Ruchnius, they're not in the world of the Chomrius, of the Gashmius. And if they're in the world of the Gashmius, they're not in the world of the Ruchnius. And therefore, through Shem'i Bat Uri'i, V'hatiyat Ozen, by the maiden listening, seeing, inclining the ear, forgetting the nation and the father's house, which Chazal Darshan is about Avraham Avinu, there, with that was revealed the ultimate purpose, which is the divine desire of Hashem for true beauty. V'yis'av ha-melech yofiech. So we're told to forget all of the gashmis, forget our fancy houses, forget the desires of the flesh, focus your eyes and your ears on ruchnias, and then v'yis'av ha-melech yofiech, then the king will desire your true beauty because he is your master. And therefore you must bow down to him. Ki hu adonaych v'shtachavilo margishim al kol tzad v'shal be'adnut ha'elyona u'mitbatlim elav yitbarach shemo margishim ki ein klal davar shel reshut hakol mitzva v'chova tachat ha'adnut ha'elyona v'ashrei lemishu eved Hashem u'makir ki eino b'reshut atzmo כי אם כולו נתון ברשות היחיד, יחידו של עולם ברוך הוא, השומר כל עלילותיו, ומאיתו כל מצעדיו קוננו. Because he is your master, bow down to him. We feel with every step the divine mastery, dominion, governance, and we nullify ourselves to Hashem. We feel that there is no matter of permission. There is no area of personal choice, Everything is a mitzvah. Everything is an obligation. We are under God's rule. This is not a hefker velt. And fortunate is somebody who is an Eved Hashem and recognizes that he's not birshus atzmo. Rather, he's kulo natun birshut hayachid, yichido shel olam baruch hu. He's in the under the majesty, under the power of the one God. Hashomer kol alilotav, who guards all of his actions, and from him all of this person's steps are established. Achein ma shemaskil kan rak ri'ya v'shmiya, gila lanu baze, dvarim gdolim od, why only ri'ya and shmiya? Because Chazal say in dvarim rabo, yibadetem nasem shimru nishma. You have lost the nasa, I want you to guard the nishma. When we did the Chet HaEgel, the nasa was lost, al yidei hachshala ma'asit asulam, we made the egel, we lost the nasa. But the nishma, even though it's possible that the ears will be sealed and will not hear, this is only an external reason, like sealing off the ears. But the very essential nishma was never lost from us. And included in the nishma is also re'iya, is also seeing, like then, when was revealed the re'iya and the shmi'a, b'klil shlemutam, and matan Torah, when re'iya and shmi'a were at the height of perfection, they could see with their eyes what was normally heard, and they could hear with their ears what was normally seen. Because truthfully, seeing and hearing are two that are one. And if indeed, from the side of their quantity, we see only what's seen, and we hear only what's heard, mitzad ha-kamut shebadavam, that's only because of the sealing of the ears and the closing of the eyes. But at the root, as they are in truth, hearing and seeing, in both of them, they both have what the other one has. And the whole nation, ro'im et ha-kolot, shom'im et ha-nira, they would hear what was seen and they would see what was heard. They're both the world of senses at the root. It's all one. These physical senses, the ability to perceive. It just happens to be that words, spoken words, we perceive with our ears, and things to, and invisible things we view with our eyes. But at the root, it's really one. And therefore, if you are elevated, you can be able to see, hear what is seen, and seen what is heard. Umnam ilata davar. The purpose of this matter, that Nasa was so nifgam, so much so, that we lost the Nasa because we made this egel, and the Nishma, and included in the Nishma is the Re'iyah, were not blemished at all. Chazal tell us, because mitzvos, even though they are kamutiyim, they are quantity, they are something physical, they are something concrete, nevertheless, they are also achdutiyim viruchaniyim. They are also uniting, and they are also spiritual. Haruchaniyut eina nechleket lachalakim chalakim. It isn't split up into parts. Whatever you have in the whole, you have in the part. And in the part, you have the whole. And therefore, before we came to Eretz Yisrael, because a lot of the Torahs and mitzvot tluyos ba'aretz, it wasn't possible for them to be mekayim b'maisa. And then the pagam of the maisa came, the blemish of the maisa, and then the maisa was mizbatil. However, the nishma, which is the tzad halimut shel mitzvahs, that's knowing b'chol makom, the learning is always applicable. V'hein omnam, shebekodeshim, halimut ka'asiyah mamash. Chazal tell us that when it comes to kodeshim, learning is like doing, but not in the other starim. Limud is not like doing. As is muchach from Rashi, in the Gemara and Bav Metzia Kuf Yudalit Amid Beis. Be'arba lo matzina b'shita matzina. So it emerges that the nishma is not the nase, and therefore The nase could be nifgam and the nishmanat. Nishmanase are two different categories. Nase is only shaykh to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of mitzvahs. That's the world of action. The world of learning is different. It's noheg everywhere. By kachim, learning is like doing, but generally learning is not like doing. And therefore, learning is a different category than not. The nishma is a different category. The hearing is a different category than the doing. And therefore, everybody could be me'oyrer their nishma, and through this, they could be zoche leklilat hashlemut, to perfection. And therefore, the pasuk says, "Shim'i bat uri'i v'hati oznech." Listen, my daughter, and see. Incline your ear. It could be zoche. You're right. We are poigin the nase, but the nishma is still with us. Hazman shashmiyam mitgalet b'taharata v'nistalek mikol echad kol ha'otem v'atavlul sheva'ozen uba'ayin. Hu yom rosh hashana asher bo b'yom mitzuvim b'shmiyat kol shofar v'ikar ha'bracha לשמוע קול שופר, מפני שבו ביום שומעים הרוצים והחפצים לשמוע כל מה שאפשר וצריך לשמוע. כי בו ביום מתגלה ההתאבות העליונה, מה שהקדוש ברוך הוא מתאבה לראות בכלל ישראל בכלל, ובכל יחיד ויחיד מישראל בפרט, את יופיו, הודו והדרו. שלשם זה פותח הקדוש ברוך הוא את חוש הראייה והשמיעה שלנו. מסיר את כל התבלולים והאטימות, וניתנה האפשרות להיחלץ מכל רגשות מאוויי החומר. The time that hearing is revealed in all of its purity, and it's removed from everyone, this covering, this sealing of the eyes and the ears, is Rosh Hashanah. And on that day, we are commanded to listen to Kol Shofar. And the Ikar Bracha is Lishmoya Kol Shofar. Because on that day, everybody who wants to hear can hear what they're supposed to hear. Because on this day, the Hishavos HaElyona, the Taiva, Kiviyachol, the divine Taiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see in the Jewish people in general, and in every individual specifically, his beauty, his splendor, his glory. And for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up our senses of hearing and seeing on this day of Rosh Hashanah so that we can connect to Him and Him to us. Azu Azman, that is the time of V'yit'av HaMelech Yofiech. The King will desire your beauty. Shekishem she'anu mitzapim Rosh Hashanah legalot malchuto yitbarach v'ratzonenu lerot et malkenu melech biyofyo יחזו עינינו, כן לעומת זה הקדוש ברוך הוא מצפה למלכות שלנו. חפץ בנו להחדירנו למלכים כל ישראל בני מלכים הם. הוא מתווה לראות את יופיינו, הודינו והדרנו. וכי הוא ממליך אותנו למלכים בכל העולמים כולם. That is the time that will be fulfilled in completion, perfectly. At that time of Rosh Hashanah, and the king will desire to see your beauty. That just like we desire in Rosh Hashanah to be Megala Malchus Shamayim, we want to see our King. Ritzoneinu Lirois Es Malkeinu. Plus says Melech Biyofi Techazena Inecha, Yishayahu 33:17. So to the King with His beauty, our eyes should see. We want to see the Melech. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see our Malchus. He wants to make us kings. Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim, the Gemara says in Shabbos Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. And He wants to see our beauty, our glory, our splendor. And He makes us kings over the entire universe. And not only that, Ela shekol ha'chafetz l'chafetz shalanu l'achdarat malchuto yitbarach shemo nove atzlenu meito ha'chafetz ha'elyon l'achdir otanu b'chvod ha'malchut. V'rak midei chafetz zanu metamtzim l'amlicho baruch hu. Ein etztayrut l'mata zulat mima shenimtza l'ma'ala l'ma'ala al yidei ha'etavut ha'elyona al hazu shel v'yit'av ha'melech yofiech. Anu zochim l'etromamut ha'elyona l'akir l'kayem kiyu edanayich v'shtachavi lo. Our whole desire to be machtir Hashem comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to be machtir us, to crown us with the Kavod Malchus. And it's from this desire that we want to be crowned Hashem. There is nothing that's down here that's not up there. And there's a Hisavus El Yoina. There's a divine desire, Kiviyachol, of God seeing our beauty. May the one who see His beauty. V'gam mizeh nikach musar ima itavut el yonan nora'a kol kach. בימים הנוראים שמתהווה הקדוש ברוך הוא ליופיינו ולכלי על הוד מלכותנו, ואם אנו נפנה עורף חלילה בלי לשוב, לשום לב לתאוות זו, ונזלזל בזה, כאילו אין זה שווה אצלנו מאומה, מה רחוק הוא גריעותנו, אוי ואבוי, השם יזכנו להקשיב ולראות מה שנקשיב ונראה בימים המקודשים האלה. From this we can take muscle. If the Yisav Sel Yoina, if the divine desire is so awesome in the Yom Noiroim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see our beauty, and be mamlechos, if we turn our neck to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't pay any attention to this, and we're mezalzel, we show that it doesn't matter to us how terrible this is. Woe, woe unto us. Hashem should be mezake us, להקשיב ולראות מה שנקשיב ונראה בימים מקודשים אלו. So we should be zochet to see what we're supposed to see and hear what we are supposed to hear on these holy days. זה מאמר אחד של מורנו ורבנו. ועכשיו נמשיך הלאה, מאמר שני על אותו פסוק. כבר דיברנו הרבה פעמים, אומר הרב, we spoke many times that these words are the of David HaMelech, are the sof kol hadargis, and how to get to them. This is the end of all ends. אומר שמעי ואחר כך אטי אוזנך. What is the double lashon? Listen and then incline your ear. However, there are two types of shmuos. There's a shmua that's before the seeing, that without the seeing, the hearing, there's no seeing. Because without a sense, we cannot see. Just like somebody who is colorblind cannot see color. And specifically, the narrow lines within. So that's the shmia lefnei ha-ri'iya. ואחרי הראייה צריכים עוד שמיעה והקשבה להחדיר את הראיות לתוך הפנימיות, וזהו אחרי הראייה הטי אוזנך. אז אומר הרב that there is the hearing before the seeing, and then there is the hearing after the seeing. שמי בת, listen my daughter, hearing before the seeing, וראי, that's the seeing, and then הטי אוזנך ושכחי עמך. So we need the ability to hear in order to properly see. Why? Because if somebody is colorblind, he can't see colors. He needs that chush. So somehow, and I don't understand how, the Rav is saying that if you lack this chush of shmia, then you don't have proper ear. And he says that that's like a colorblind person doesn't see color. But I don't understand what he means by that. But what we can understand is that first we have the hearing, then the seeing, and then the hearing again with the seeing. So that the what we see comes into our pnimius. Maybe he's talking about hearing that also has something, there's certain things that we see that also come with sounds. So whatever we see that comes with sounds, if you didn't hear the sounds, then you didn't properly see it either. Right? In other words, let's say you're at a chasana and you see people dancing. So that goes along with the music. That sight comes along with it. If a person can't hear, so it's a completely different experience what he sees, right? So maybe that's what the Rav means. That a hearing of something that you can see, a seeing of something that you can hear without the hearing, without hearing the audio part, all the person gets is the video part, lacks a lot of meaning. So you have to start with the Shmiya, then he has the Re'iyah, then he can see and they come together. And then afterwards he hears again that everything that he sees should penetrate. Gam b'shichacha yeshna shichacha letova, v'yeshna shichacha lera'a. Shichacha ba mitoch itchalshut hazikaron, v'hitrashluto, zoi hagru'a. V'shichacha ba mitoch itkabrut hazikaron, shemitoch itamkuto, b'inyan echad, eino margish ba'acheret. Zoi hashichacha ha'me'ula, v'she'alea chasid mevi alea toda, ושכחת עומר בשדה. אם השכחה באה מתוך שמחתו ודעתו לשמיים וברכת השדה, מתוך ששכחה חסיד עומר, מביא עליה קורבן תודה. וכן הטיית אוזן צריכה להביא את השכחה, שכחי עמך ובית אביך. There's שכחה, that's forgetfulness, that's good, and there's forgetfulness, that's for the bad. Forgetfulness that comes from a weakening of the memory is inferior, is negative, and forgetfulness that comes from a empowerment of the memory, that because a person is so involved in something, he doesn't feel anything else because he's so immersed, what we call today, so in the zone, that is a positive shichacha. And a chassid brings a todah, brings a carbon todah, when he forgets the Omer and the Sade. The Shechacha came because he is so glad that he has this great bounty in the field that he forgot an Omer in the field. This is referring to a chazal, that there was a maisa b'chassid echad, and he forgot his omer in the field, and he said, b'makrav karban ola, par l'shlamim. There's a tosefta in Maseches Peah. And then he says, Abba, why are you so happy? So he says, all the mitzvahs we think about doing, and this mitzvah we do without thinking. So it's a gift from God. So he was happy about the forgetting, because his forgetting was a result of him being so immersed in having the gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the great gifts that he was given. And so too, the Hataya Sa'ozen, this inclining of the ear must come from must bring to the shichah of shichi amecho beis avich, of forgetting your nation and your father's house, because we're so immersed in our avodas Hashem now that we forget the past. ואחרי שמקיימים כל אלה, משיגים את הדרגה הנפלאה כי ויתיאב המלך יופייך. And after we're mekayim this, that we're so immersed in what we're doing, we forget everything, then God desires to see your beauty. And what's the yofi that Hashem is misavi? Ki odanayach v'shtach v'lo is your master, and bow down to him. Here is revealed how the Jewish people are the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'adil chefzo, kevi'achol shi'israel yikablu ladon aliyam. Hashem is a great desire that the Jewish people should accept him as a master upon themselves. And that is Hashem's glory. Shu Adon Yisrael. He's our master, and we bow down to him. This inyan of Yit'av, this desire. Kol tzivyon ha'olam hu amad al mechir v'lo al matana. The whole nature of the world, the whole form of the world, is that there is a price. There's no gifts. Because this world is a world of soinei matana yisyichye. Mishlei 1527. Those who hate gifts will live. הרי שמתנה בניגוד לחיים, ובשביל זה באה בחירה לאדם, למען לא יהנה נעמד כיסופה. So a matana is the opposite of life. Soine matanais, you hate gifts, then you live. Because the opposite of gifts is life. And therefore we have a choice to work hard to earn our keep in order that we don't eat the bread of embarrassment. Because the foundation of reward is a flow of life. And life is for the price we pay. There is a price. This is a world of price. Nothing is for free. There's no free passes in this world. Everything has a price. That's a big yesod to remember in life. And that's what it says in the pasuk, Ha'idosi b'chem hayom, etc. Ha'chayim v'ha'mavet natati lefanecha. Ha'beracha v'ha'kilala. U'bacharta b'chayim. I am testifying to you today. Life and death I have placed before you. The blessing and the curse. And you should choose life. I have testified before you today. Life and death I have placed before you. The blessing and the curse. And you must choose life. Hainu, sh'al yidei ma shelefanecha shtei derachim. If you have two pathways in front of you and you choose blessing, with that you will be choosing life. Because blessing is life when you choose it. If not for that, even if it would come to matana, it would be a matana that takes you out of life. But through your good choices, you are choosing life. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also put himself in all of the laws of nature that he established in this world. And he receives from us, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim 68:35, Tnu Oz Lelokim, give power to Hashem. Eino chafetz ra'ui sheyaviu lo ze b'matana. V'zot hu meshalem gemur le'ish kemifalo, l'man yeh lo gam b'chinat mechir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also doesn't want gifts. Have you heard an idea like that? And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants to pay the price. This is a world of price for us. This is a world of price for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to pay us back because he follows the rules that he made for this world. He follows them himself. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav, his mitzvahs. So therefore he pays people back in order that he too should have a price. So when we do mitzvahs, he gives us reward. So, we gave him something, kiviyachon, so he's giving us back. V'hinei anu kol magamatenu le'elyonim. V'omnam magamato yitbarach shemo, hi latachtonim. All of our focus is for the upper worlds. But the magama, the focus of Hashem, is for the lower worlds. Rotze b'kiyum ha'olam hazeh, uv'kiyum ha'yeud shel kimala ha'aretz de'at Hashem, kimayim le'yam mechassim. Kadosh Baruch Hu desires the lower worlds. We want the upper worlds. We want to get close to God. God wants to get close to us. God wants the world to be filled with his knowledge, like water fills the sea, as it says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. Lefi, shekol magamato latachtonim, all of God's focus is on the lower worlds. And therefore, olem alat tachtonim al elyonim, לפי שכאן גילוי מגמתו יתברך שמו, ולפיכך כל הכרעה בהלכה מוכרחה שתבוא דווקא מכאן, וכמו כן אף כל ההשגות ואף היותר נעמלות ונשגבות לא יוכלו להתגלות פרטי העברתם דרך התחתונים, שהם מגלים את הצד הנגלה שלהם ועל ידם מתגלה עימם. וגם כל הצדדים הנסתרים הרוחניים האלוקיים, וכיוון שכך רצונו יתברך להתגלות בו, והגילויים יבואו בדרך הלמטה, אם לא ישלם שכר טוב אלינו בעד כל מעשינו לטובה בעבור אחיותינו את הארץ להביאה, לידי היהוד המלא ארץ דעת השם, ויהיה כמו שמקבל הוא מאיתנו מתנה, לא זו הדרך המביא לידי חיים, כלומר לגילויים, על כן הוא נותן לנו גמול, ומזכה אותנו ברוב טוב, הצפון לצדיקים באופן שאנו נותנים, העולם הזה, והוא נותן את העולם הבא, לכן כל ישראל יש להם חלק לעולם הבא. We focus on above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's focus is down below. Because this is where God's goal is going to be fulfilled. Hashem created this world. In the other worlds, they're malachim. They're just robots. They don't really, spiritual robots. They just follow Hashem's will. But we, down here, we have free choice, and we can sin, and we have a Yetzer Hara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's magama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's focus is on us. And therefore, every decision in halacha has to come from here. So there's a preference of this world over the upper worlds. And the hasagos have to come via us. The revelations have to come via us, via this world. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays us. Otherwise, he's going to be getting a matana for all of our hard work. He doesn't want that. So therefore, he gives us Olam Haba, and we give him Olam Hazeh. Isn't that Meridik? And that's why every Jew has a chelik in Olam Haba. And that's what it means in the pasuk, V'yit'av ha-melech yofiech. Shekein zeu kol magamato b'yitzirat ha-olam. Ki yu mitzapeh u'mit'ave la-yofi shelanu, v'ha-yofi shelanu hu, ki hu adonayich v'hishtachavi lo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting, is desiring our beauty, and our beauty is that he is our master and we bow down to him. Shebezem mashlimim ritzono lemalot et kol haaretz deyat Hashem. With this we fulfill Hashem's will that the whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. Ve'ech efshar leitavot liyofi zeh im ha'makom shel shechichi amech u'beit avich shochachim b'tzur ma'uzeinu. And how can we desire this beauty if, in a place of Shichachi Amech Ubeis Avich, we forget our rock? We want to get this. The beauty is when we bow down to Hashem. And with this, we fulfill His will. And then that's the beauty Hashem wants to see. But how can Hashem desire this beauty if, instead of forgetting our nation and our father's house, we forget our rock? My nation and father's house is the we had by Avraham Avinu, that world of Avodah Zarah, the negative world. That's the Pasuk is Darshan about Avraham Avinu. We're not supposed to forget Am Yisrael and our parents. That the Vaday Shalom. Aval yesh ladat ulahargish ki kol yisod astiyah shesotim me'acharei Hashem barak leraglei zeh lefi shenedmeh she'ein anu poalim ubonim meumah bahavaya ve'inam mevinim ha'perush ha'amiti shel im tzedakta ma titen lo. We have to know and feel that the whole foundation of the divergence, that we diverge from God, comes because it appears to us that we are not acting, we are not creating anything in this world, and we don't understand fully the explanation of the pasuk in Job, in chapter 35 and verse 7, Im tzedakta, if you are righteous, ma titen lo, what have you given him? That the fundamental meaning of this is that Eino muchrach chalila lemaaseinu. God doesn't need us to do anything for him. But he definitely wants us to do for him. Because without it, the earth would be destroyed. And because of this, it would appear that all of the reward that God gives us is a gift. Because God doesn't get anything from us. But if we go deep to make penetrate within us the v'yisav ha-melech Yofiech, that God will desire your beauty, muchrach shetetorer bekirbeinu, it is will necessarily be aroused within us. A tshuka azo, a very strong desire, v'hetlahavut gedola, and great enthusiasm, lahafik ritzono kirtzono, v'yidiya zo hodiya lanu David ha-melech alav ha-shalom, ki hu yitbarach shemo, mitzapeh u'mitaveh leyofienu. And this idea was told to us by David HaMelech. So don't think in tzedakta matiten lo means God doesn't care about what we do. Of course God cares about what we do. God doesn't need us to do anything. And if we can instill, inculcate within ourselves the v'yisav ha-melech yofiech, that God desires our beauty, to see our beauty, meaning he wants us to do ma'asim tovim, so then we will have a tshuka aza, an incredible desire, an enthusiasm to do God's will. The easiest way to think about this is if you're, let's say, a boy, a male, so there's a girl who, you know, you're a teenager, as teenagers are, and you have a wild crush on a girl, and you know that if you do something for her, it's going to make her so happy, or vice versa. The girl, as teenage girls are, has a wild crush on a boy, and she knows that if she does something, it is going to make this boy incredibly happy. So obviously, this is done with a tremendous enthusiasm. So lahavdil elef alfei havdalot, when we work for God, when we serve Hashem, so that should be done with tremendous islavus, because it gives Hashem so much pleasure, kiviyachol. ומה שאמר כי הוא אדונייך ושתחווי לו, כי ואלוקים עשה שירו מלפניו. What does it mean, he is your master and bow down to him? Because the verse says in Ecclesiastes, in the third chapter and in the 14th verse, Hashem made it that people should fear in front of him. וקבלת אדנותו יתברך שמו, יעינה אלה יראת השם. And receiving God's adnus is yiras Hashem. כי קבלה מצד חפץ, Eina Kabbalah. Being makabel God's adnus is yiras Hashem. Because if we just accept Him because we didn't want to, that's not a Kabbalah. And the true Kabbalah can only be with yira, and that God commanded us, and that's what we do. That if we're mekabel ol Torah, then it's removed from us the ol malchus and ol derech eretz. And if we have all malchus and all derech eretz, that shows that our Kabbalah wasn't karoi. Sheish lahamni ki yesh kama shelomdim harbe, v'limud yesh v'kabbalah en. Lo mnei shekiblu aleihem, o Torah im lomdim, mnei sibot acherot. Some people learn, but not because they are makabal all Torah, there are other reasons they learn. Whatever those reasons are. So it says a makabal all of all Torah. You have to makabal the all Torah. Only through limud, through Kabbalah, does God remove the yoke of Derech Eretz, of this worldly matters and of the kingship, the government. And that's what Chazal tell us in Bava Metzia on page 84a. Yom Chad v'kasach Rabbi Yochanan v'yarden achazi reish lakish v'shav v'yarden abatrei amal leich lecha leoraita kabil alei v'ayle me'edar latu yeimane v'lo matzi hadar. Gemara tells us the famous story about Reish Lakish. When Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Jordan, Reish Lakish thought he was a beautiful woman. He ran after him. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Chel chalai raisa, your strength should go to Torah. And ultimately, as we know, he was makabel upon himself, the old Torah. He wanted to go back and put on his clothing, and he didn't have the koach. Lo matzi hadar, Rashi says, Shetashash koichai. He became shvach. He became weak. But this is hard to understand. Torah gives life to those who fulfill it. And he hadn't even started learning. What is he so weak for already? However, every person, lefi midat tzorech derech eretz shenidrash lo, kach ein midat kochotav lemalot et darkei ha'eretz shelo. V'alken lefi midato shel derech eretz shenidrash lo Reish Lakish, היה נדרש לו כך וכך סכום כוחות של גבורה, וים שקיבל עליו אותו רבינו על אותו ארץ, ואין לו רוצה לחות במידת הכוחות, ונלקחו תכף מאיתו. Everybody has a certain amount of kochos he needs in order to fulfill his earthly needs. Reish Lakish had a lot of derech eretz needs, and therefore he needed a lot of kochot של גבורה. But afterwards, he was Mekabel al Torah. Now he has less Derech Eretz needs. In other words, now there are less worldly needs. Less worldly needs, so he already felt weak. Because the Etzem Kabbalah of all Torah did it to him. V'zeo gam ken ma'ashem ruch hazal, shlosha boch, akadosh boch hu bochel lehem b'chol yom. Three people God cries about every day. One of them is somebody who can learn Torah and doesn't, and somebody who can't learn Torah and does. Everybody asks. Why is Hashem crying for those who can't learn? Those who can't learn, God is crying. And learn anyway. Why would God cry for somebody who can't learn but learns anyway? The answer is, כל המניעות שמונעים את האדם מעסק התורה הם הם אך או מעול מלכות או מעול דרך ארץ. The reason a person is not learning is because of the demands of the government, of the kingdom, of the malchus, of the derech eretz, of his daily needs. לכן זה שאפשר לעסוק בתורה הרי שאול זה או זה מונים אותו. If a guy is not learning, it's because of all malchus and all derech eretz. And if this is so, and he's still learning, then why isn't the all malchus and all derech eretz removed from him? He's not able to learn because of all malchus and all derech eretz, and he's learning anyway. So why doesn't Hashem remove the all malchus and all derech eretz? The answer is because he wasn't makabel all Torah, and since he wasn't makabel all Torah, God cries for him. That's why Hashem cries for somebody who can't learn Torah and is anyway, because he wasn't makabel the Torah properly, and therefore he still has all malchus and all derech eretz that prevent him from learning. Ha-hitma'atut be'echut ha-kabbalah hi hitma'atut bi'ira'at Hashem. The diminishment of the quality of receiving is a diminishing in the quality of one's yiras shamayim. And somebody who learns and doesn't have yiras shamayim is like a treasurer who has the keys to the internal door but not the external door. So b'hai ayil, where is he going to go? Klomar she'eino nechnas be'echalo, how's he going to get in? Klomar, because he only has the internal keys. He doesn't have the external keys. If he learns and he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim. Shabbos 31b. Klomar she'eino nechnas be'echalo shel melech. Asher sham lo ha'ol malchut v'lo ol derech eretz megi'im. Rak al yidei kabalat yirat Hashem v'avarat ol malchut v'ol derech eretz she'zeu ki yodanech v'shtachavi lo. יוצאת לפועל ויתאב המלך יפיח, שאשרי אשרי מי שהמלך חפץ בו וחפץ ביקרו. Only through Kabbalah's Yiras Hashem and Havarat's all Malchus and all Derech Eretz, Kiyodanach Vishtach Vila, that's the Yira, that's the Malchus, that's accepting Hashem's Malchus. Then Viyisav HaMelech Yafiech. You can't go into the king's palace. In the king's palace, there's no all Malchus, there's no all Derech Eretz. You're in the palace of Hashem. And the only way to get there is through Yiras Hashem, through Kihu Adonai, he's your master, Vishtach Avila. And then if that happens, then if you get in, then it will be Yotzei Lepoal, then it will be actualized, the Pasuk V'Yisav HaMelech Yafiech, God will desire to see your beauty. And fortunate is me that Hashem is the one who Hashem desires him and desires his honor. This was just a beautiful, beautiful tour de force in these psukim, which Maran Rav said are Magamata Kol. This is it. This is what it's about. So, Ashrayim Shekachalo, Shrei Am Shehashem Elokav, and Yimitz Hashem, we will be zochet to continue our limud of Sefer Tehillim, B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav Merov Kol. Toda Rabba Rabba, Sheikh Shaftem.